KFW Mobile.
Kent, KO4CEF.
Happy Friday Eve for you.
And I'm counting down the days.
First now, right?
This morning. Bad. Just hoping today's going to be a good day at work. Instead of that way it has been. How you doing this morning?
You can't complain. And that, everything's been going fairly well.
I tried to program my little TYT DMR radio last night. And I guess since I've upgraded to Windows 11, that broke my drivers for the software.
But when all that stuff happens like that, I know today at work they're giving me a new computer. They got everything so locked down you can't transfer anything or that, and it's probably not going to take half my files over.
One of those coming up too, I think after I schedule mine for after I come back from the beach. I've tried to move everything over to a network drive, and I hope I've moved everything.
Computers have the little insert in the USB port that locks them out.
You have that at work. I mean, if you insert a flash drive or anything, though, boy, you got to put in your passcode, you got to give a reason why, and that's all kinds of stuff. But other than that, you can generally transfer stuff from flash drives over to my laptop.
On parts?
Yeah, for the most part, I haven't heard anything major. I mean, besides the RB shift loses a shift 1st of September, so I think so far we're okay. We're going to limp along.
Getting harder and harder for us to get. It's getting ridiculous.
Crazy. I was telling Patrick yesterday that I was going to try to order me another little Raspberry Pi, and I went to Amazon to try to order one, and all of them were sold out. Everything was sold out. You can only order it through a third party, you know, either used or whatever, and they were double the price they were before, just about.
That's about right. I went to get some light bulbs, LED replacement light bulbs and that for work, and one place was completely out of them.
4HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
KO4CEF.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4TFW.
Interrupt the conversation. Just want to throw my call out there and let you know I was here.
Man, we were just complaining about not being able to get anything anymore.
For sure. I'd looked into those Raspberry Pis a while back and already knew you couldn't get one of them.
Yesterday with your boss, man.
Good. She kept me straight. We had a pretty good day yesterday.
Looks like you're going to get wet over on the west side of Greenville today.
It's been raining up here all night. It's still raining up here.
Where I'm at.
Really, really light sprinkle over here by the, where am I at? I'm at the Jeep place here on Wade Hampton.
Just enough to keep me annoying with the wipers up here, so not complaining. We need the rain, but I'm glad it's not all at one time like some other places are getting.
Where I told Ken I went to try to program my DMR radio last night. I guess Windows 11 broke my drivers for the cable and for the CPN.
Didn't hear that. What happened?
I was going to try to program it last night, change around some of my channels, and I ended up, every time I plugged up the cable, it wouldn't do anything. It wouldn't recognize that it was attached, even though the Windows sound would go off. So the only thing I could attribute it to was the Windows 11, so I'm going to hopefully try it on my laptop today. Since it's too old, it won't take Windows 11, so we'll see how that goes.
Here I'm using mine on is a Windows 10 computer. It's not going to upgrade.
Walk the dog, you're always carrying the Anytone with you, right?
Yeah, most of the time I do.
Tempted by that radio oddity, radio.
Definitely a good-looking radio.
Oddity has come out with a new HT. It's $219, I think, just for the base radio. And it has GPS and APRS capability. But, you know, it gets a little hairy with APRS because, like, the Anytone, you know, they got a version that you can buy that will text APRS but doesn't receive it, or, you know, it gets a little weird. So you always worry about stuff like that. But it looks like a nice radio. I'll send you a link to it. Come out with a nice mobile radio that looks good, that has DMR.
Step up and get one of the Motorola's and have it programmed for it.
They even have one that has a detachable faceplate. Plus, I don't know about paying a couple $100 for the software to program.
A detachable face one, I'd have to go back and look again. But Kenwood's got a nice radio for it also. I've looked into it, but I can't remember if it's a detachable face either. Comment, Kilo into 4-H Ray Whiskey. You don't have to pay that for that software. It's kind of available, and I can get it to you. I don't do that every day, but I can get it to you if you need it.
Okay, Dad, I don't know if I'm planning on upgrading to Motorola anytime soon, though. I mean, I know their interface is a little bit different than everybody else's, but I don't know. It'd be hard to get rid of my FTM 400 in the truck and go to something that's not quite as, I don't know, I really like my faceplate the way it is, but then again, maybe one day I'll be tempted.
Motorola being in the fire service and all that, I run a lot of that. Now, I don't do DMR as much. I'm actually now just getting into P25. I'm understanding that, you know, a lot of the DMR crosses over P25 and stuff, and that's the walkie-talkies I've got. I've got the Apex series, Apex 8000 all band, VHF, UHF 800. It does P25, and some of the other Apex series radios I got does P25, so I'm thinking about getting into that. And it kind of crosses over into DMR, some of the stuff, my understanding.
I'm not sure. I haven't done much with P25, anything that's got that. I'm down the DMR and System Fusion, and I've played around with the D-Star, but, you know, it is what it is. Depends on the radio. I just wish we had a little more capability around here for, like, fusion and stuff.
Car in the truck here. It was neat when I first got it, but there's nothing around here for D-Star. I built my, you know, little to-go node or whatever you want to call that thing where you link it up to DB dongle and all that. Then I moved on up to a little thing now that does P25, DMR, and D-Star, and that's neat. But if you don't have it with you, as far as my radio, as far as D-Star stuff, it's useless because the closest repeater, and I don't even know if it's still active or not, around me was Shelby.
That's unfortunately a reality of every different service. I know because Patrick, he lives up there in Penrose, and we were trying to see if there was any repeaters that we could all hit, but you know, unfortunately, it's not one that offers like DMR everywhere or has the same talk groups and stuff like that. So there's always something. Come on in here, Patrick. Ken, somebody jump in.
Damon, KN4TFW. Passed you on Cannon's campground the other day.
4HKX, and I believe there is an active D-Star repeater over toward Anderson. I can't remember the frequency on it. I'll have to look at that again then, just see. I ain't looked at it in a long time. You know, it's a shame that I think that, and this is me personally, but I think that if everybody would have gotten on Page, and I know it's a selling point, but Yaesu, Kenwood, ICOM, if everybody got on the same page and said, hey, we're going to come out with a digital, whether it's P25, DMR, whatever, and said, we're going to come out with one deal for everybody to participate in, I think that everybody's radios would have sold a whole lot better than making it strictly a Kenwood deal or a Yaesu. I think that everybody that liked Kenwood would have went with Kenwood. Everybody likes Yaesu, and so on and so on. You know, now you've got Kenwoods that won't talk to ICOMs and Yaesus and vice versa and the rest of them. And it's just, it's really crazy.
Where somebody would tie all of them together would have been great for one common mode. You can do it. There's cross on the hotspots, but I hadn't figured none of it out yet.
I've been with that a little bit. Ended up changing programs a little bit. I lost my code plug in my Motorola for the P25. I had it set up. I just got to go back and set it back up. That cross platform deal, I did to get the dabbling in. It seemed to work pretty good, you know. This is like a P25 deal that crosses over with such and such and such and such. I don't even remember the channel thing or the IDs or whatever. But, you know, it's still not like having a DMR to do everything versus, you know, the other. It's just really crazy the kind of technology we got that people can utilize it a whole lot better than they're utilizing it to make things work.
With you completely, but that's not the way they've done it, so.
Seems a lot of people off of this is because of that. It's kind of aggravating, but anyway, I hope y'all doing well this morning.
I'm doing good. Trying to make the drive into the SWAT vehicles and head down the mountain.
I will say though, on that Motorola stuff, I don't remember the exact website. It's one of the DMR sites. But a lot of people's done the legwork. That is one thing neat about the Motorola. A lot of people's done the legwork for Motorola and then some of the other ones, Titeria and some of the other DMR radios that got the code plug already written. You just have to pick your state and shoot it to it. I thought that was pretty neat.
So many different code plugs out there for the Anytone that I got. It's amazing.
Another place that sells the Kenwood NX58, which is their DMR radio.
I was looking at it. It's kind of pricey. Let's put it that way. And, yeah, I didn't find anywhere that sold it right around here. You're just going to have to order and wait for it.
I think I'll pass on $1,400.
I mean, it is that time for me, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you whenever I get off work around 4 or so. So, anyway, y'all have a good one. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have a great day. KO4 HK.
7-3, Andrew. KN4 TFW.
Kilo Wick 4 H Ray Whiskey. Hey, Ken, you know the radios that y'all use over there at the plant?
Motorola XPR 7550, something like that.
Yeah, that's what I use actually for DMR. When I was messing with it, I mean, I still got my 7550. I've got actually two of them. I got one for the fire department as far as VHF, and then I got one for the UHF. And they make good DMR radios.
Hard to get. I know we get them from Diversified down there in Greenville, and they're like an 8-month lead time.
I actually bought the E's. They're the next model up. Same radio. I really don't know much of a difference. I think one does a little bit more, whether you got 7550 and you got 7550E. But there's a guy out of
think it's Texas that I ordered my stuff from, but the other cheapest I found, the fire service. And he had three of them. And he told me, said the Motorola made a 20% price increase. Said these are probably the last ones you buy this cheap. But I was able to get them $700 a piece, brand new, in the box. And everybody else I called to get three from the fire department, they was wanting $1,200 for.
$1,100 and change. I ordered 20 of them on that, but I got to have those that are, you know, special battery where they're intrinsically safe, so they won't blow something up.
Makes them a little bit more expensive, that's for sure.
You know, it's capable of a lot, but we just use it on one frequency, and that's it.
There's
at least a couple of them because you can, you know, you can get, I guess we got a repeater there, and you can get off of it and, you know, just talk radio to radio if you're doing, you know, doing some simple job so you're not aggravating everybody.
You know, they make the, I actually bought all my officers 7550s at the fire department, and then we dropped down as far as the firemen and stuff and got their next model down, which is the 3500, I think it is, 3500E, if I ain't bad wrong, and which is half the price of that. And we felt like, you know, that'd be well, you know, done right there, so that's what we used that for.
You know, the frequency that we use out there.
One of my duties at the fire department is I take care of all the radios. We run PM1500s in the truck, which is 110-watt mobiles, and then we run the 7550s and the 3500s, and then we got some older 6500 6550s. I take care of the programming and all that.
It's about half and half between the 6500s and the 7500s, but I can't get the 6500s fixed anymore, and I can't get any more batteries. So when they die, it's just trash. KN4 GFW.
Trey Whiskey.
You have that 285 repeater in your radio?
I do. I just flipped the other side of it to be listening. I figured maybe Patrick might have flipped over there.
Yeah, he did. I was going to switch over there.
Yeah, I'm gone. Kilo Victor 4 X-rays, Whiskey.
GFW, clear.